And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock Cod Rick Max is down at Palma Ste. Cortez this weekend and at Neil's wedding, his partner's wedding.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Corey Sandin is co-hosting today. Great to have Corey here, and great to have Rosie and Jeff Flowers from Cedros and La Bocana Sport Fishing. We're going to be talking some serious fishing in Baja and, of course, some local fishing tune. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090. Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure Ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
All right. Good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and this is one of those mornings. Yeah, welcome, Corey.
Yeah,
great to
nice
have you here. Yeah, nice to have you back co-hosting with us today.
Always a good thing.
Fantastic. Hey, how's everything at MC Swim Baits?
Oh, it's been super busy.
Busy, yeah.
Super busy. It's been a busy spring, and just, you know, with the water temps down a little bit more than normal, it's just been kind of a bay and inshore fun thing, you know, and the water temp's getting to 62, 64 degrees, and it's the right temps, you know, and a few
any
calicos.
Any time now, right?
Yeah, the calicos are biting, you know, decent, and the new Seaforth is actually backed up to the kelp and had, you know, a couple decent afternoons.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's, you know, it's just that I love this time. I really do.
And it's just going to get better from here.
From here, and honestly, like today, talking what we are is where my heart.
Oh, boy. Can you imagine? I imagine the calicos are biting down there, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
I can't imagine. Yeah. And, you know, with talking that, I mean, I know you haven't introduced them onto the show, but that kelp growth down there.
Oh, my,
you know?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. So, of course, we're talking about Cedros and La Bocana Sport Fishing. Morning, Jeff and Rosie.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah. Pull that mic right towards you, Jeff. Get friendly with it.
A little bit.
Yeah. Perfect.
Get friendly.
And so what's going on with those two operations?
Well, right now we're really pushing to let everyone know about our new location at La Bocana. And, you know, unfortunately, like we were just talking, we don't have some of the shows that we used to have. So getting the word out has been, you know, maybe not as quickly as we would like to get it out.
A lot more challenging.
Yeah. So that's why we're here. We're going to tell you guys all about La Bocana, our new location. And, you know, it's good fishing and it's easy access the same way that we do everything, like Cedros. I mean, it's down there fast and back home fast and all the fishing in between that you can do.
Yeah, so why don't you describe where is La Bocana? What's the operation like? What is it?
Okay, so La Bocana is on the Baja Peninsula. It's on the Pacific side. Flying time, it's about another half hour south of Cedros Island.
So about 2.5 hour flight? Or
2.5 hour flight.
Yeah,
exactly.
From Tijuana. You still do it from the CBX?
Absolutely.
So you don't need to drive down to Ensenada?
Nope, don't need to drive down to Ensenada.
Wow.
We do that really smoothly right through the CBX. We worked with the owners of the ASG Airlines, and they went down and checked out the landing strip at Abrejos, and it was great. So we did a couple test runs in November. And got through that just fine. The landing strip is about 10 minutes south of the La Bocana fishing area.
So it's that close. It's right there.
It's super close.
Yeah.
Super close.
And everybody knows where Abrejos is, right?
Yeah.
I mean, on the map, and La Bocana being just to the north. It's
just
super
to
close.
The north. I mean, it's literally
a stone's throw.
Yeah.
So Abrejos is it south of Turtle Bay? If you're looking at a map,
it's south of Turtle Bay.
Yeah. No, the whole location is south of Turtle Bay. Yes.
Yeah.
And so basically, you know, we land on, it's actually a dirt landing strip, very big dirt landing strip. And then, you know, just like we do at Cedros, the guys will come to the aircraft, they load all your stuff up into the trucks and the vans and drive you on up to La Bocana. The bungalows are right on the beach. I mean, right on the beach.
Right, yeah, if you look at
the
pictures, it's literally on the beach.
Right on the beach.
Yeah.
So it gets you up there, and there's two guests per bungalow. Every bungalow has their own restroom. We'll have our Cedros so-called coolers like we do at Cedros in your little bungalow, so for your drinks and whatnot. Right next door to the bungalows is the restaurant and bar. And the food down there is off the hook. Incredible. Incredible. Not only that, they have a great beer selection and they have a great spirits collection.
Really?
So you can walk off the
boat. Full bar and everything.
Full bar. You could literally walk off the ponga or the skiff or the boat, whatever you're on that day. Not even go to your bungalow, but walk right into that bar and order a grande margarita, and you are good to go for the afternoon.
Oh, nice. And so this is just, it's run by the cooperativa down there?
Yeah, it's run by the co-op. So the co-op for the lobster, abalone, and the oyster co-op down at La Bocana. Uh-huh. And by the way, they also do our fish processing.
Wow.
So, which is really nice. I know Jeff toured it last time he was down, and very well run, lots of great ice to keep our fish cold, you know, blast freezers to freeze everything up. You know, they fillet it, they vacuum seal it, they have labels there that'll tell you what type of fish it is. Actually, the angler who caught it will be on the label.
Wow.
It's really nicely done. They did a really good job. And we just actually pulled out a piece of grouper last weekend that we had from down there. It's like it was very well filleted.
Wait a minute. Grouper, what do you catch? Yeah, that's the next thing. Of course, this is on the Pacific side of the Baja Peninsula. What are you catching down there, Jeff?
Well, it's a variety. The first day we were down there, we took off and pulled some Rapalas behind the boat and fished the ridge that's there. And there's a lot of grouper. And that ranges anywhere from 30 pounds to, we didn't catch any, but we've heard that there have been fish caught up well over 100 pounds.
Whoa.
That's crazy.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So we fished that one morning, one afternoon.
It's famous for grouper.
Oh, yeah. And it's just a blast.
And white sea bass, too.
Didn't get any of those. Yeah. We didn't target that. But,
well, maybe Del Marsh caught them all during the day.
Yeah.
That was his favorite place to go.
Yeah.
His famous zone right there.
And then we went out, we fished some yellows, and we kind of spread out. We had, you know, 5 boats down there. And some of the guys went a little bit further south below Abrejos. There's an area that produced a lot of bigger yellows, and we kind of went out a little bit to the north and caught a few. Had a blast, and then... you know, you come in, you got that whole estuary to fish in. And I think, Corey, you fished that before, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, and there's a lot, like the little grouper and the corvina.
Oh, yeah.
The life that gets in that bay. It's just a
giant spotties, too, right?
Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's really neat. And it's like calico fishing kind of for the, like, 2 to 6 pound little broomtails.
Yeah.
You know, it's really, really neat. Yeah, and it's... It's
that
a huge
like
little
fun.
Nursery for
it's almost like the size of like the back of San Diego Bay. Kind
there
of
you go. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it
exactly.
is. Like from the bridge south, and it's huge, you know, and it's all mangroves and and what's really neat about that zone, it's like the furthest south that our kelp and our northern like calicos and stuff. It's as far south as it gets.
So the calicos are still there,
there's
too.
There's calicos, sand bass,
bonefish.
Well, and that was my next thing. So it's as far north as, like, the boundaries for the southern. Like, there's snook. There's snook and bonefish. And not just like
tails.
But not like here. You know, here we catch a few corvina and a few bonefish, right? But that's plentiful at certain times.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really neat. It's a neat zone.
So how does that work? So can you fish the morning offshore and then the afternoon in the estuary kind of thing?
You can. I think what Jeff did is he just you guys went out offshore and did your stuff there. But I think one day, didn't you just do the whole day down in the estuary?
Yeah, it was. We just said we wanted to fish the estuary. We had a great guide down there. His name was Bear. Spoke very good English. And so we launched. We said, okay, take us to the back of the estuary and we want to catch fish. He backed the boat off of the trailer, which is actually launched by a tractor 50 feet in front of the bungalows. So you don't have to go anywhere to get on your boat.
Wow.
He backed out and then turned the motor off. And the tide was coming in, the current. So it was taking us across the front of the area where the bungalows are and starting to make the bend. Like Corey mentioned, it looks very similar to San Diego Bay. A little smaller look, but it's geographically looks pretty close. And he says, start fishing. I mean, we were literally casting distance from the beach, and I turned around, looked at him, I said, are you crazy? And he says, nope. And so he pulled out the littler, you know, 5-inch Rapalas or something that would swim like that. And first pass, you know, we were just screwing around and caught a couple, you know, 5-pound grouper.
Oh, my.
Yeah,
and,
right.
We were laughing.
Wow.
And after about a half hour of that and looking at the lobster pens that they have, and then we went and looked at where they also they harvest oysters. They're also growers down there as well. And the fishing, like Corey said, was over the top. I mean, it was everything from...
A lot of halibut, too.
We didn't catch any halibut. Nothing legal.
Okay.
Okay, we did catch a few from the beach right in front of the bungalows. But, I mean, you get everything. It was like, what could you catch? And we actually took, you know, I made a record of the species. We had 23 different species of fish.
Inside the estuary. Inside the estuary.
And is that catch and release in the estuary?
Yes.
And I bring that up because they've done a very good job over the decades. And this isn't something that just happened. They've done a very good job over the decades of protecting those estuaries there. So there's no gill netting. There's no commercial activity. In the Coyote Lagoon or in the La Bacana, because that's what they've done to protect it.
To protect it, absolutely.
Yeah,
which is cool.
Yeah.
But so you got kind of the either-or deal, and if the wind comes up in the afternoon, you can kind of tuck into the estuary and have a nice, pleasant day, and probably the condition difference is night and day, I would imagine.
Oh, yes.
Between the estuary and the ocean.
Exactly.
Yeah, we had the day we actually stayed in and fished, we heard it was going to blow a little bit, and 4 of the other boats took off. We went into the estuary, and by 9:30, 10, they were all back in fishing with us in the estuary, and everybody was having a blast.
Yeah.
And it's so nice to have that option.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah.
So what time of the year do you go down there?
So our schedule is August to October.
Okay.
We felt that those were the great times to go down there, milder weather, you know, good fishing. So, yeah, so August through October is what we are planning on.
Okay. And how far off, when you're talking offshore, and it's all ponga fishing, right?
Ponga and skiffs, correct.
And skiffs.
Yes.
How far offshore is offshore, Jeff?
I would say we didn't travel any further than about 15 miles max.
Yeah.
But that was up the beach and out.
There's a lot of good stuff if you did like an 8 mile radius of that. There's a lot of high spots and pretty close.
Yeah. Well, there's places down there that the locals know that the sport boats from the U.S. fish, and they know exactly where those are.
Yeah.
There was one called Polaris Rock. There was some others that were out there. We fished a couple of the reefs that were between Abrejos and La Bocana. And they're probably a mile and a half off the beach. It just comes up, and the waves break over it, and we were catching calicos and needlefish and hooked a couple yellows. And I mean, it's just, it's different, and it's good.
Yeah. Well, and offshore there, you know, I've been on big boats where you're catching marlin, wahoo, tuna. I mean, it's not, it's right there.
Like,
I mean,
very close.
Yeah, like very close.
I was just going to bring that up. We had a couple people say, hey, can we go offshore for marlin? And the guys, you know, the ponga cappers, oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Just got to let us know what you want to fish that day.
Wow. Yeah, and that's the crazy thing about it is it sounds like a real variety spot.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And not only that, but it's like the crew down there, they aim to please. They want you to do what you want to do, where you want to fish.
Well, what's funny is everybody I've talked to that's been there just says, oh, man, the food is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
And the accommodations are so cool. It's just like, you know, it just sounds like just like a paradise in the middle of nowhere, really.
Yeah. So Chef David at the restaurant is a classically trained chef. And the food that he brings out one after the other, I mean, they're all just stunning. So from, you know, abalone sashimi to, you know, the lobster or the scallop tacos are just to die for.
Gee.
Oysters on the half. I mean, it's just one after the other.
And all that's part of the package.
It's all included, you guys.
Yeah.
All included.
Okay, how much is this package?
Okay, so we have a 5-day trip is at $22.50.
So 5 days would be how many days of fishing?
It's 3 days of fishing.
3 days of fishing.
So
it's 4 nights lodging.
Correct.
Okay.
And
all your meals.
And all your meals. I mean, it includes
the airfare.
Yeah, your round-trip airfare from the Tijuana International Airport, the CBX passes coming in and going round-trip. We still have the concierge service through the Tijuana International Airport.
They carry your luggage for you?
They carry your luggage for you.
Wow.
Ain't it great? And they hold your hand to the aircraft. I mean, when you go across that CBX and you go through immigration, our crew is right outside that immigration area, and they basically just scoop you up. They take you off to the side where they'll put all of your luggage down to our van or our flatbed, whatever we have going that day. And one of our crew will escort you through the Tijuana International Airport. Normally take you to the nice little taco bar in there, which is really good. And then when the plane is ready for you, they will call the Aerotram car to the airport and it basically picks you up and delivers you right to the aircraft.
Wow.
So, I mean, there's no getting lost. You know, there's a watchful eye on you at all times. Not only that, but that crew in the Tijuana airport, they will send me picture texts. Constantly, so anytime you guys move, I know where you're at. I am watching
cool.
you. Mama Rosie is watching.
That's cool.
So it also includes, so obviously, your lodging in the bungalows, your Mexican fishing license. I do your FMM visa, breakfast, lunch, dinner, appetizer. Trust me, you will not go hungry.
Whoa.
You know, fishing on the pongas, your waters, your sodas, and then you will be able to have 20 pounds of processed fish, finished weight fish, included in that. If you want more, we'll figure out a way that, to get you a little bit more. So that is all included. So it's like basically all the only the other thing that you're going to have to worry about is maybe your alcohol and gratuity. Or if you're like Jeff and you have to go into town and you have to check out all the grocery stores and buy all the cans.
There's a town there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to buy all the smoked octopus cans off of the...
Yeah, it's really neat. You know, Rosie was saying you got the runway. And it's, when she said dirt runway, I got to clarify that a little bit. It's more like a compacted sand salt runway, and it's smoother than any other runway I've ever landed on in my life.
It's smooth. In the back of the bay, kind of where the salt flats would be.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, there's definitely, you can tell that there's salt in the dirt, and it is smooth. When we landed, it was like, well, I've never landed on an airport like this before. But just a quick ride into town. There's, I think when I was talking with the guy that was the concierge helping us when we were there at the lodge in the afternoons, he said there's roughly 3,500 people that live in that general area. And Labocan is also a working fish camp. I mean, that's where they work and get their lobsters and stuff. So there's a lot of pongas parked right out front. Just adds to the beautiful scenery down there. But there's a store that we went to that I would classify it as a mini Costco, for lack of better terms. It's a big, big store to go into. You can find anything if you forgot your toothbrush, razor, comb. Sunscreen.
Wow.
There's food. There's canned goods all over the place. You want chips and salsa? They got it. You know,
bottle of tequila, whatever.
There's booze there. You know, there was a Heineken truck making a delivery and a Tecate truck making a delivery. Yeah. I mean, there's everything. And the bar at the lodge is very well stocked. Never had an issue.
Wow.
We tried. We tried to see that if we could run them dry.
Didn't work. And so all that for $2,100?
$2,250. And we are doing a Let's Talk Hookup special.
What?
So we are so excited to be back fishing in 2021 that two of our trips, trip number 11 and 12, special pricing, Let's Talk Hookup pricing, 2021.
And the winner of those trips?
Those trips are both in September, September 24th through the 28th, September 28th to October 2nd.
Oh, so like the absolute
prime time.
That's like the primest of prime time down there.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, you look at, you know, when that fish bites down there and when all the yachts start to go down. End of September,
absolutely.
October.
It's about that time.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
It is.
Wow. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Lots to talk about here with Labocana Sport Fishing and Cedro Sport Fishing.
There really is, Pete. And, you know, if you want to be a part of the show, talk Cedros, talk Labocana, talk these good times, and give us a shout at 213-432-1090. And one lucky caller today, Pete. How cool is this? You're going to be getting a handcrafted Anza knife.
Ooh.
Handcrafted in the USA for over 30 years. It's pretty cool. And if you want to text the show, maybe you have a message or an experience or whatever that you want to text, we'll get to that too. And you can do that through the app. And Pete, I've been using the app and listening to the shows like on a Tuesday or Wednesday while I'm working. And such a cool thing.
Yeah,
it's free.
It is.
It's so easy to do. Yeah. If you haven't done it yet, you know, if you missed last week's show or, you know, maybe you missed the beginning of this show, you can get on the app and get it all.
Get it all.
So give us a shout, 213-432-1090. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. More from Rosie and Jeff, Cedros and Labocana when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app and a mightier 1090.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Henry David Thoreau said, "Many men go fishing all their lives without knowing that it's not the fish they are after." Let me tell you, it's been one wild year, but one thing that still rings true is how nice it is to get out on the water. And at Fastlane Kayaking, we have the tools to do it. Catch fish and social distance on the super stable and fully loaded fishing machine, the Hobie Pro Angler, now available with the Mirage Drive 360. Or explore our beautiful coastlines, bays, and lakes in comfort on a Hobie Compass or Passport. Or load up the car and hit the road with the inflatable Hobie I-11S and kayak the stunning lakes in Eastern Sierra or wherever you can dream up. The Fastlane team cannot begin to tell you how much we appreciate your business over the last 41 years. We are family-owned and operated and always have been, and we're here to help you get on the water and spread the stoke. Check out our website at FastlaneKayaking.com or stop by the shop in Dana Landing Marina right on the water in Mission Bay. Let's get out and make some memories.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independent Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependentSportFishing.com.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore, thanks to the Dana Wharf's Kids Club. Dana Wharf Sport Fishing invites all anglers 12 and under to join the Kids Club today. Membership includes over $100 of really cool stuff, like two free fishing trips, whale watch trip, as well as a free Dana Wharf Kids Club hat or t-shirt. Log on to the website, DanaWharf.com, or visit them in Dana Point Harbor, the Bass Capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County.
Gotta love California in the summer. Just remember, COVID is still with us. So if you're going to the water, plan ahead. Follow local public health guidelines and make sure everyone wears a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
All right, good morning and welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And like I said, if you want to give us a shout, there is one open line. Is there one there?
One there.
One.
Yeah,
okay.
Just one.
213-432-1090, talking to Rosie and Jeff.
Texts are flowing in, too, off of the Let's Talk Hookup app. So if you want to text the show, just go to the Let's Talk Hookup app and text the show. We've got a lot of great text questions coming through here, and Rosie and Jeff are very popular. So let's go ahead and jump into the phones, Corey.
Let's do it, Pete. They are packing up. Bob from Dana Point, good morning. Welcome to the Stock Hookup this morning, Bob.
Good morning, everybody. Hi, Rosie.
Good morning.
My question happens to be about bluefin. Pete, imagine that you're going on a day-and-a-half trip a week from tomorrow. You're getting on the boat and fishing on the full moon. You bring three outfits. Tell me what you'd be bringing. And, you know, the line cast, the flat falls, maybe a dropper, you know, a weighted
a sinker rig.
Yeah.
Sinker rig,
so,
yeah.
Okay,
what would
so
you be bringing
funny you should,
if you had three
funny
outfits?
You should, funny you should say that. I am actually going on a day-and-a-half trip on the American Angler next Sunday.
Nice.
How cool. Yeah.
Awesome.
So they have day-and-a-half trips Fridays, Sundays, and Wednesdays. And they have openings tomorrow on the American Angler day-and-a-half and Wednesday on the day-and-a-half. And then the following weekend, Sunday, Fish Monday, back Tuesday morning, and then what the following Wednesday. And so Lori said, you want to go? And I said, yeah, I want to go.
So
somebody can book and be on the boat with you. Yes, yeah.
Okay.
So and this is the American Angler we're talking about, right? I mean,
amazing,
Rosie knows. Probably the best handling fish among the fleet from a reputation for that. And the crew, you know, Ray and Brian and the crew, fantastic.
And Lori.
And Lori's the best, yeah. And if you want to go on the American Angler, and they're only doing this for short term because then they go into their regular long range season.
Yeah.
Limited loads, you get stateroom, the whole deal. It's a heck of an opportunity, and they've got it at a pretty good price. I think it's like $450 or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, and that's all inclusive. Like when you leave the dock, you're going to be eating dinner, you know, breakfast, lunch, dinner, the whole deal is all included. So yes, I'm going on that trip. By the way, if you want to go on one of these trips tomorrow night, Wednesday night, next Sunday night,
Next Wednesday, call Lori in the American Angler office or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com because they do a great job. So I would bring an 80-pound outfit to fish, nighttime flat fall kind of things. I'll bring a Talica 20. And then I would bring a 50 or 60-pound outfit. I'd bring a 40-pound outfit and a 30-pound outfit. And that's pretty much all I'm going
to
bring.
And some of the schools have been that 30 to 50-pound fish.
It's
and
all
there's
80
been,
to 150.
That's what I was just going to say. Yeah, there's been some monsters.
Yeah, it's been very good fishing. Yeah. Jeff, what would you bring?
I'm just going to go with you and use your gear.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. You don't need a lot of gear, but you definitely need to have a variety there depending on what they're biting. And maybe even bring a 100-pound rig, too, because at nighttime, fishing the flatfall or the sinker rig, I mean, they're not line shy at night, so might as well fish heavy because you might hook a heavy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Hope that helps you out, Bob. Have a great trip. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Yeah, it's pretty good stuff. Let's talk to Don. Don calling from Woodland Hills. Good morning, Don. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, Rosie, Jeff. If you're heading down to La Bacana, talk about the rigging you need to take with you and how much you can take.
Well, as far as what you need to take, again, it just depends on what you are targeting, time of year. But I take a 60-pound jig stick. If you want to troll, I did take the Talica 20 with it wasn't a rail rod, but it was a pretty stout rod. It was 130-pound rod. Trolling the Ripalas when you're fishing.
For the big grouper,
yeah. And it had 130-pound Spectra and 100-pound leader, and we got broken off once.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So you could you could literally, plan on fishing grouper. I mean, that's...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's not like an incidental bycatch.
You're targeting them, going after them, getting them, and getting broke off. There
so the first day when we were fishing, I'll just quick story to tell you that it's not just a bycatch. We purposely went out there, and Don, you can call Rosie, and I'll give you a tip on what was working really well.
a little secret insider.
Yeah, I think Ricky calls his favorite jig color Sumner. We ended up with 9 grouper in about 4 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, and you only get to keep one, which is great. I think that's awesome.
All of the rest are catch and release.
Yeah, didn't even need to keep the one, but it the deckhand put a gaff in it real quick. So,
yeah.
But I would say the jig stick, something you control with on the larger side, a 30-pound rod maybe for the stuff if you're going to fish the calicos on the reef. And you can also use your jig stick if you want to yo-yo. There's the deeper spot just down there by Albriejos. And then for inshore stuff, I was using that little Shimano rod and reel combo I got at the last Fred Hall show.
Oh.
With that little Shimano 150.
Okay.
And a 20-pound bait stick.
Yeah, so 150 size reel?
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, and that's what I was going to say, like a 200.
Yep.
Would be perfect. A 300 would be on the larger, but doable.
Yeah.
And some MC weedless.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, those little 3-inch baits.
Worked well in there.
From the beach right there in front of the lodge. As soon as we got back, we would rehydrate.
Yeah,
rehydrate.
Sure, we'll call it that.
They serve lunch on the boat, but they also serve a lunch on the beach when you get back at 3 o'clock, and it's more like dinner. But then you eat dinner at 7. So,
oh my! So you're not going to starve.
You're not going to starve. And we walked up and down the beach in front of the lodge, and just it's like every other cast, or you're winding something in.
That's
wow! Cool. How fun!
Yeah. So I think that would cover you, Don. And then just bring the plastics and whatever else you fish for up here or at Cedros, and you're good to go.
Hey, Don. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Doug Kern is on the line. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, Doug.
Morning, everybody. How we doing?
You're great. You're a busy guy over there this morning because you're having a big sale, right?
Well, we are. So we all got here early, opened the doors at 4:30, got the half-day boat, the three-quarter day or, full-day boat out to the islands, and we had a crowd of people waiting in the parking lot to get in, so you can always count on fishermen to take advantage of a nice sale. And,
holy mackerel.
And they didn't disappoint. So we've been busy filling reels and pulling on rods and selling jigs, it's just, it was like the perfect week. A bunch of stuff came in this week. Corey made 2 massive deliveries to us of MC swim baits.
Nice.
And all the stuff for Cedros
You know, we've got the weedless, we've got you know, basically the five, the seven, the 9-inch, you know, basically everything came floating in the door. We actually had some Trank 500s come in yesterday.
Wow.
Whoa.
I know.
Wow.
Talking about timely, you know, what you guys are talking about this morning, a bunch of that stuff came in. And I mean, it's just, I think everybody's familiar with what we do in our sales. I mean, so there's a lot of, you know, I mean, the fluorocarbons are buy two, get one free. Guys are just raiding the racks.
All
on that
fluorocarbons?
One. We've got the Psycho from AFTCO, and we've got, you know, Seaguar fluorocarbon, all four colors. And so, you know the drill on that one. People are just, you know, filling up for the season, getting ready for the inevitable season.
So,
I mean,
so Doug, does that include the heavier test too, the big coils?
Yeah, it goes all the way up to 400-pound test.
Buy two, get one free.
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of guys are keen in on that 200-pound stuff and the 135 for, you know, rigging a bunch of that bluefin stuff. And then we had a yacht that we built a beautiful set of rods for, but they just didn't the color of silver wasn't brilliant enough for them, so we built the set over. And we're selling their entire set of CalStar Graphiters off for half price.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord.
So I mean, to be honest, you know, there's about a dozen left, maybe. Guys have already been picking through that this morning pretty good. But still, I mean, there's some little treasures there. And, I mean, just you go right down the line. I mean, hooks, buy three, get one free. The jigs, buy three, get one free. And then with the JRIs, he's throwing in an extra DW1 Danny Wade 1 jig, so you get 5 jigs for the price of 3, and I mean, extra
tough
boots for $89,
clothing, sunglasses. You have Maui Jim sunglasses on sale too?
Oh yeah, Maui's are on sale, $25 off, and we actually had a few guys ticking through that rack, and the clothing section pretty much on fire. I mean, AFTCO Fishwork, Salty Crew, Fisherman's Landing gear, hats, shirts, shorts, Olakai sandals. I mean,
basically
right on down
everything.
The list there. Yeah. Everything that we have, you guys know the drill this year. Some of the stuff's been a little hard to come by, but this last 2 weeks, a fair amount of stuff came in. My wife and I counted 74 cargo ships a week and a half ago sitting in Long Beach Harbor, and some of those must have landed because trucks were showing up this week.
Wow. So let me ask you this. You just got Shimano Trank's 500s in that have been unavailable.
Yeah.
Are those on sale?
The last Tranks that we sold 500 was at our previous sale, which was the same weekend that would have been the Long Beach Fred Hall show.
Oh, wow.
The first week in March.
So
and
that's
so
almost
the,
2 months ago.
So, and we got 5 of them in, and I know there's still, I can't believe there's still any left, but I think people didn't know they came in. But there's still like 3 or 4 of them left back there. I just saw the first one go out the door here a few minutes ago.
Doug, I don't want to interrupt you.
Yep.
But I'll be down as soon as the show's over, so can you put one aside, please?
Well, there's a surcharge for putting them aside.
I don't care.
It's okay.
I don't care. Rosie will give you the biggest hug you want.
All right. Well, it's a deal.
And so reels are on sale, rods are on sale, tackle's on sale. Fisherman's Landing Tackle is the place today and tomorrow only, right, Doug?
Yeah, today and tomorrow, Dodger weekend, so...
Oh, nice.
once Dodger weekend's over, the sale's over.
There you go. All right. So, and the hours are?
Well, we open up whenever the first boat's going to leave. So this morning it was 4:30. We're always open by at least 5:30. And then we're going to actually be closing down. We've got some boats running tonight and tomorrow night. So at least 7 o'clock we'll be open until, but if you're going to come down and pick through some stuff and buy some stuff, you need to leave yourself enough time to shop, because once the last boat leaves, we have to lock the doors. And so, you know, if you're down here by 6, you're good to go.
All right. Perfect. Great. And, of course, Fisherman's Landing Tackle right there at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. You don't want to miss it today and tomorrow. Doug, great sale. And I also want to make sure that people understand that normally this would be tomorrow would be Day at the Docks. There is no Day at the Docks this year.
There's no day at the docks, so we're just calling it sail at the docks. And
the
parking lot's full, so there's no place. So we didn't have seminars or food vendors or anything like that. So it's just an in-store deal, and already people have obviously discovered it.
Yeah. Good. So get on down to Fisherman's Landing Tackle today and tomorrow and take advantage of some pretty awesome deals. Thanks, Doug Kern. Appreciate it.
Yep. And I want to say, go Padres, kick the Dodgers' butt.
Okay, yeah, let's hope so. Yeah, looking good last night, for sure. Just a long game in 12 innings. Did you watch the whole thing, Doug?
No, I knew I had to be here early this morning, so it was 4-2 in about the sixth inning, and I said, you know, this is going to be a long one, so I went to bed, and kind of glad I did. I didn't want to see the carnage, but they're going to take the next two here. So
yeah, quite the game for sure. All right, Doug, thanks a lot for that, and we'll talk to you real soon. Glad your sale is going so well right now.
Thank you. Really good show this morning, you guys.
All right. Thanks, Doug. Appreciate that very much.
Okay.
All right. Let's find out what's biting down in the Baja there, Corey.
Let's do it, Pete. And it's sponsored by the Fish Pros of Fishman's Processing in San Diego. Not only they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch. Now with Fish Pros of Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked jerky fish, spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burgers, along with the amazing poke kit. You can call them, go in store. I know they're moving pretty soon, aren't they?
Well, actually, they're opening up this weekend.
Like right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Right now. Or you can check them
over
out.
Over at the new Old Town facility.
I can't wait to check it out.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Or check them out online at fishmansprocessing.com.
All right, and let's talk to the cast man, fresh back from Panama, Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, cast man.
Panama.
Cast man.
Buenos dias, Pedro.
Excuse
me, got a little bug in my voice here.
Are you still in Panama?
Still in Panama. We got back in from the mothership last night. Had a little rain delay, so we didn't get in here till about 8 o'clock last night. And, of course, we went over to Martin Fierro's, took the group over there. I had a great steak dinner. But overall, Pete, a really good trip. Probably as far as variety goes, we had so many different varieties of fish. Biggest tuna of the trip was taped out at 174, and that was caught by Bill and Bryant Mahorder, and of course our good Let's Talk Hookup friend Bernie Bernard, Dr. Gary Furness. I'll tell you, that guy caught so many different varieties. I think he had 18 varieties of different fish.
Wow.
He was also in the big tuna category. He had 140. We had a lot of fish. You know, that 50 to 90 pound class.
Whoa.
We have wahoo, rooster fish with out of sight. Let me tell you how good the tuna fishing is around here right now. We went in to fish roosters in 34 feet of water, and we were catching football yellowfin tuna.
I mean,
oh my god!
So were the big tuna eating the popper?
Yeah, they were eating the popper. Oh. Of course, the live bait, the Kohinua. But the poppers, you were talking a little while ago about the Tranks 500. I had the Tranks 500 on my three-piece 2050 Phoenix travel rod and throwing a Daiwa Pro Minnow, of course, with beefier hooks on it. And I was nailing, you know, some 40, 50-pound tuna on that. And that Tranks is an incredible reel. And then I also used it for my jigging. You know, you know me, how much I like to fish the bottom, and caught a really nice broomtail grouper, a bunch of jacks. I mean, it was just a great trip. Great trip.
Wow.
Anyway, we're heading home tonight. As far as the COVID stuff goes, when you land here in Panama at the Tacoma Airport, they have the COVID test there. Runs $45. Takes about a half hour. Get your results, and you're on your way. And then coming back, we had to test. Come back in the States. The Pesca Panama people had it set up right at the barge when we came into the marina there, and they did the test there. Here again, $45, and tests were right on time. Flew back to Panama City. But anyway, next year's trip, Pete, I've already got three boats sold. I got two boats left for that trip, and it's going to be April 2 to 9, 2022. So anybody who wants to join us on that trip can give me a call and reserve their spots. But, yeah, overall, a great trip and a great group of guys. We have so many laughs out there. And by the way, Mary, the bartender, says hi, Pete.
Oh, Mary's awesome. She's amazing. Yeah. Well, great, Castman. Glad you had such a great Panama trip. And looking forward to the Loretto Rumble coming up here just in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, we got 22 boats, 44 people, and it should be a hoot. Especially with our little get-together there at the Sepolote Brewery.
Yeah, the Mexican Tourism Department's putting a party on for us on Monday evening over at the Sepolote Brewery, so that's going to be really cool.
Sounds like my kind of party.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Cass, if somebody wants to go fishing with you, how do we do it?
800-593-6510 or on the web at casstours.com, and I'll be talking to you guys next Saturday. Take care, guys.
All right. Safe travels, Cass. Thanks for the report.
All right. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to be right back. More from Rosie and Jeff when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
It's a fact of life in Southern California, hard water. And if you have a pool, your towel shows it. Here comes San Diego Pool Towel Cleaning to the rescue. With their specialized equipment, SD Pool Towel Cleaning can safely remove the stubborn calcium deposits most pool owners struggle with. SD Pool Towel Cleaning can make your tile look bright and clean, almost like new again. High-pressure pool maintenance cleaning can damage grout, stone, and dislodge tiles. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning uses a low-pressure media blasting technique to protect your pool surface from damage and yield fantastic results. So stop making excuses for your stained tiles on your pool. Make them look like new again with San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check their website at sdpooltilecleaning.com and let their professional staff rejuvenate your pool tile. When it comes to professional swimming pool tile cleaning service, there's only one name you can trust. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check sdpooltilecleaning.com.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And we were just talking about Tranks. There is no reel like the Tranks. Oh, Corey, you live by the Tranks.
It's a dreamy, buttery smooth. The casting, the more importantly, the drag. You know, the drag is so smooth. I've been fishing the 300 high geared with a power handle. Beautiful.
Yeah, and whether it be the 200.
I love the 200.
200 is great for calico fishing.
It is.
300 is great calico fishing, even small tuna fishing. 400 is great for throwing like the Colt Sniper. And then, of course, the 500.
Hey.
That's like the ultimate surface iron reel, right?
I have two of them.
You have two of them?
I have two of them, and they're both on when I fish Cedros. Those are my go-to. I got them both set up there, two jig sticks with two 500s, and that's my go-to.
Jeff just ran down to Fisherman's.
He did.
To secure one of the 500s.
Yeah, for sure. So go out to your local Shimano dealer and get the Tranks reel.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting Van Wormer Resorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Celia and I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping celebrate Searcher's 50th anniversary. Our 2021 schedule is available now with more limited load trips. The Searcher has a great crew, fantastic food, a family atmosphere to make your fishing adventure complete. Book your trip online at SearcherSportFishing.com. That's SearcherSportFishing.com. Or call Celia at 619-226-2403.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Let's talk hookup and talking good times. And there is one open line. Give us a shout, 213-432-1090. And that's your chance to talk to Rosie, talk to Jeff. Well, not Jeff.
Not Jeff.
Jeff
went down to the tackle store. He'll be back. He'll give us a Fisherman's Landing tackle report
exactly.
when he comes back. Hey, I got a great text, which you can do via the Let's Talk hookup app. And it's from Ken in Pismo Beach. And, of course, that mightier 1090 signal
booming.
Gets all the way up there, which is great. Or the Let's Talk hookup app. Do you have pongas that have bait tanks? Can you catch mackerel there with sabikis?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay.
Yes and yes.
Yes.
And
okay.
I think the sabiki
so you can fish live bait.
Yeah.
And this is La Bocana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the guys were telling me down there, I think it was Oso, who was the ponga captain, sabiki size 6 or 8s.
Okay. So just so you can fish live bait.
Yeah,
they have live bait tanks.
Yeah, and I know that.
Very similar to Cedros.
Yeah, and I know that a couple of the older pongas did not have bait tanks. But I know the guys said they had no issues catching fish.
Wow.
So,
okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah. It sounds like a fishing paradise, right?
Oh, Corey? Yeah.
You've been there, huh?
I have been to Abrejos and fished La Bacana in the bay there and fished the coyote and fished all surf fishing, Pete, along the Abrejos to La Bacana zone. And I'm telling you, man, if you're a surf guy, and it's not huge surf, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Especially in the bay, right? But
yeah.
It's some of the funnest short fishing in your life, trust
really?
Me.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to pump it up because
yeah.
it's just so beautiful. But
yeah, we had two guys on the November trip, Sam and Art. And
that want to shore fish.
That in the afternoons
yeah.
would shore fish. And they just sent me a video of the dolphin, the porpoise, crashing the shore.
Pushing the bait in.
Oh, my.
And they said it was just epic just to watch that. I mean, they literally, you can reach out and touch the porpoise if you wanted to.
Yeah.
But they were catching all kinds of stuff from shore, whether little spotties or small little halibut.
It's the most incredible shore fishing halibut
yeah.
I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
Put it that way.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
So I think you better put together a surf fishing trip with Bill Varney and his group,
oh,
huh?
You know what?
Yeah.
Yes, that is a great
idea. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Great idea.
Well, let's go ahead and jump back on the phones.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Paul. Paul calling from Bellflower. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, Paul. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Rosie, Jeff, Pete, and Corey.
Good morning.
My question is, how did you find the spot for the resort, and how did you go about purchasing the resort?
Okay, well, we didn't purchase it. What we've done is we've partnered up with the La Bocana, the co-op down there. And how we found it was last year when 2020 and COVID hit and the Cedros Island runway was going through some repairs and we basically lost our whole entire Cedros season, I just had fishermen calling me saying, we need another location. You guys got to find another location.
Take us somewhere,
exactly. Open something up, you know. And so we were checking out a few places, and this La Bocana came up. And so we decided to check it out. God bless ASG Airlines. They sent a plane for not only myself but my partner Patrick, and we flew down there one day and just literally flew down there for a day to check it out and see if this is something that, you know, we would like for our anglers. And then it just grew from there. And then what we decided to do were a 2 or 3 trips in end of October, beginning of November, and we gathered up people that we knew would go down there and say, okay, this is good. We need to improve on this. Hey, add this, that type of thing. So it was basically a handful of selected anglers that went down, my husband included, to get the lay of the land and get the skinny so that we could figure out if this is something that we wanted to do for you guys.
And you did.
And we did.
Yeah. And this is going to really be the first full season. You did kind of a test run last
right.
year. People want it.
So now you're going full-blown.
Right. And one great thing that we are doing this year was when you go down to La Bocana, their daily schedule is you can start fishing at 7, but you're done at 2. And that was the biggest thing that our angler said, I don't want to be done at 2, because basically you're done at 1 and then you go in.
Like it's when you go to Cedros, you fish the full day.
You fish a full day.
Yeah.
So we worked with the La Bocana co-op because they're the ones that own all the pongas and the skiffs down there. And we can now fish till 4 p.m.
Nice.
So we're 7 to 4.
7 to 4.
So
full day of fishing.
Full day of fishing.
Yeah.
Full day of fishing. And then you still, if you haven't got enough fishing, you can go shore fish. The shore fishing is crazy, isn't
it? When I tell you it's the most incredible shore fishing and halibut from the shore that I've ever had, that is no exaggeration.
That's crazy. Yeah. And then you've got the estuary fishing, too.
That's right. Absolutely.
So you can do the combination of everything.
Yeah.
The variety. Shore fin corvina, the small broomtail grouper, it's just, it's as cool as it gets.
Yeah. And one of the things, too, and it's a fantastic location for smaller younger anglers.
Oh, okay.
Because you can fish from the beach. You can fish the estuary. You're not out in the open ocean if it's a little bit of a breezy day. Great place to introduce your young ones to fishing. And
great idea.
They're going to have a great time.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. And that lends right into this text here. This is Lawrence from Santa Clarita. Question for Rosie. My wife supports my fishing habit, but it's hard to get away on a solo trip. Are there things to do on a trip like this for couples, or is it a dedicated fishing destination?
Well, you know, I actually think that La Bocana will cater to the gals than Cedros, because Cedros, it's basically all about fishing.
Yes.
And then the beach area is, on Cedros is a rocky beach, where here it's beachfront. I mean, bring a good magazine, bring a good book. You know, you can sit out on the beach there. But I did talk to Hector, is our host down at La Bocana, and I said, hey, ask your wife, what is there to do for the gals down there? And so, you know, there's some little nails, get your nails done, you know, type of thing down there. But that is
massage.
About, yeah,
masseuse.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Little spas down there.
Yeah.
But then, you know, that's about it. So.
Yeah.
Which is beautiful. It's the peacefulness and the
but
serenity.
If you don't want to get on the boat, you can go, or you want to fish in flat, calm water, and you fish the estuary.
Fish the estuary.
You fish the beach.
Correct. And if you think about, for the ladies, maybe some that aren't, you know, wanting to go out into the ocean, that estuary fishing is just a bay.
Oh, it's
you
cool.
know what
it's
I mean? They're going to enjoy themselves out there.
Oh,
so
it
introduce them to fishing, and you know, all of a sudden they get hooked.
Oh yeah.
And they will be hooked for life, just like the rest of us.
Like it's an addiction, right?
That's
exactly what I call it.
Yeah, for sure.
My one and only addiction. All right. Hey, we're going to continue on more with Let's Talk Hookup when we return. More from Rosie and Jeff and all these good times when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app and a Mightier 1090.
This is Rock Cod Rick for Adventure and Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer, or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure and Camping park it for you. It's simple. Check out their website, adventureandcamping.com, select from over 75 campgrounds they serve, decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs, request a quote for your desired vacation dates, then just show up and start your adventure. Dallas and I did exactly that, and it was incredible. We chose a beautiful Mammoth Area campground. Adventure and Camping delivered the trailer to our spot. We showed up, enjoyed a clean, spacious trailer without any of the hassle. When it was time to go home, we just closed the door and drove away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure and Camping is for you. Check out adventureincamping.com for details. Make sure to mention Rock Cod Rick sent you for a special 20% off offer, but this special won't last long, so go to adventureincamping.com today.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. And we really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLandNarrow.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get in Rancho Land Arrow. We love families.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag two-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check out Shimano.com for all the details.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure Ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay. Okay.